Joining us now to talk about the Warriors is Tim Roy, the radio voice of the Golden State Warriors. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad we brought our California weather with us.
So. I was going to say, is it colder here today or was it colder last night in Milwaukee?
Boy, I have to be honest. You know, with the flight, losing an hour, customs, and getting here, I have not been outside yet. I just have basically all I've had time was get up and grab a little bite to eat and some coffee and doing some work. So back to back's kind of, you know, the funny thing. The people who don't know about this lifestyle, they'll say, "Oh, that's great. Well, what'd you do in say Toronto?" Okay, well. Yeah, Toronto, I saw the bus, the arena, and the hotel, and then the airport. That's what I did in Toronto. So
yeah,
it's one of my favorite cities in the world. I've done football here, I've done basketball here, baseball here, and as well as basketball. And it's always great to come here. I don't mind the cold as much as if it's like, you know, sleeting and you got ice and things like that. If it's cold, you can dress for cold.
Yeah, exactly. You can dress for the cold, but when it's wet and windy out there, there's not much you can do. It is pretty miserable, but we appreciate you taking out some your time today to join us. And it's funny you talk about the travel and the back-to-back, and people love talking about how difficult it is for the players, but it's tough on the broadcasters as well. You're going through the exact same thing with the team. And coming into tonight, it is the back-to-back for the Warriors, third game in four nights. I believe it's the fifth and 8 days, all things kind of mark on the schedule here for being a tough matchup for the Warriors coming into Toronto with all those factors. But looks like Steph Curry is going to play today, so obviously that's a big boost. What are you expecting tonight against this Raptors team that obviously was very impressive the other night against the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, you know, one of the things about, you know, first of all, with, you know, Dwayne Casey and the Raptors, you know that they're going to give you a good shot. You know, they're well coached. A good team. It's a proud team, and you know they're playing great basketball. And with everybody talking about, you know, the Warriors and the Rockets and what's going on with the Cavs, you know, the and the Celtics, the Raptors have kindly snuck a little bit under the radar there, and have kind of, you know, put together a great first half of the season. So I think it's going to be a good game. But for whatever reason, the Warriors play well here. I think they have an above 500 record in Toronto. And you know, part of it in recent years is that, you know, Steph Curry likes to play here.
Yeah.
He spent time here, and he's, you know, he's comfortable in that gym. He's taking a lot of shots before he got to the NBA in that gym. So I think that's part of it, and I think it's a place that has some special memories for Steph. So I think he likes playing well here. And the other thing is, I've learned, you know, after years of announcing for teams that were below 500, is that when you're a champ or when you're a team that is toward the top, that you get everybody's best shot. You know, I think the first year the Warriors won the title, they snuck up on some people and some, you know, and James Harden was saying, oh, they're not that good. And, you know, people didn't believe. But now, after this run, you know, everybody gets up for the Warriors, so they face a great effort, you know, every night out.
Yeah, and obviously it's going to be a different Raptors team that they've seen in years past. There was obviously that game earlier this season in Golden State where the Raptors were leading for quite a while there in that game, Tim, until the Warriors pulled away at the end and came away with the victory. But the Raptors have had a lot of time now to implement their new offense, and it does seem like they are pretty comfortable with it right now. I want to talk about Steph Curry for a second, and you mentioned obviously his time in Toronto. That's obviously well documented. But this year, the numbers have really, you know, taken a bump up for him again, especially in the points per game category. It felt like last year that, you know, maybe he took a bit of a step back to get Kevin Durant acclimated, and a lot of people were saying that, you know, this is now Kevin Durant's team as far as the offense, and it runs through him. But this year, Curry's taken that, you know, bump back up again, and is really playing at an MVP caliber level again this year. What have you seen from him as far as his game goes compared to maybe what was going on last year?
I just think that everybody is now very, very comfortable, and I think that they understand, you know, the roles that are going on. And yeah, I think it was right about this time, or actually a few weeks before, when the Warriors played in Cleveland on Christmas, and at that point, a year ago, Steve Kerr went to Steph Curry and said, "Hey, you know, it's okay. You can be Steph Curry, and he can be Kevin Durant alongside you, and you don't need to defer to, you know, he's happy, he's fine." So once they got that, straightened out. Steph has been really, really good. He's always been really good, but he's been back to more like the player he is. And I think there's an appreciation now for how hard it is to make this kind of a journey. And I think that especially with guys like Durant last year and then Curry this year having time away, I think they understand how special, you know, the situation is. And let's face it, it's crazy what they've done the last few years. And I said last year, I think that there's no way you cannot talk about them using a double negative. How good is that? to put them in at least a conversation with the best teams of all time, because, you know, in my mind, you can only judge teams by the eras in which they play. And because, you know, all the circumstances in the background, the societal things, you know, all the information about training and everything is so different now than it was, say, in the 60s. But to this team, the, what they're doing at this time in the NBA, it's really, really special, and I think Steph appreciates that.
Yeah, it really is remarkable because we, you know, see teams like Cleveland the other day, and I know it's been a rough go for them, but they are still one of the top teams in the league. Boston's had an incredible season. Houston's incredible to watch. The Spurs, we know how good they are, but ultimately those teams are just not on the level of the Golden State Warriors. This team is playing at just an incredible level right now, and like you mentioned, they are, you know, deservedly so, should be up there as far as one of, if not the best team of all time. One of their strengths, you know, throughout this run the last few years has been their bench and their depth that they've been able to throw out there on a night-in and night-out basis, Tim. And, you know, guys like, you know, Nick Young have been great. Obviously, Jordan Bell's a guy that's really stepped up this year. David West, we know how great he is, the veteran. But, you know, what are some of the additions like Omri Caspi? What have those guys really meant to this team just to supplement the superstars and really elevate this team as far as the depth?
Well, Omri is a really good player off the ball, and if you got a youngster that wants to learn how to play the game, you know, if the Warriors are on, to say, hey, watch Omri Caspi off the ball. He's probably one of the best cutters in the league, and he gets himself open that way, and he fits what they do because he's roughly around, you know, 6'7", 6'9", so that's right in their scheme. They love to have guys that size so they can switch all over the floor and play defense, and he's made a nice contribution for this team. And again, I hope it bears fruit for him coming down the way, because, you know, he's gone a long time without playing in a playoff game, and so that would be a lot of fun for him. And another guy to keep an eye on. He had a big game last night in his hometown, Milwaukee, but Kevon Looney has lost about 20 pounds, and it's made a huge difference in his game. He's able to guard smaller players now, and he gives Steve Kerr another option, you know, coming off the bench, whether it be he or the rookie Jordan Bell, who gives the Warriors some much-needed, you know, athleticism. They have thing about Coach Kerr is he's, I think, a great guy to play for, because he plays a lot of players and he communicates very well. So coming into this matchup tonight, he may have an idea of who he wants to put on the floor, and that's going to exclude a couple of other guys. He's going to make sure those guys know coming in that, hey, there's a chance you're not going to play tonight, or that you may not get a lot of minutes tonight because the matchups look a little bit different to me. So that is, he says, is empowering, and I think it adds to, you know, it keeps the locker room from simmering, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be one of the interesting storylines heading into this one as well, just the benches battling off two of the stronger bench units in the NBA. But ultimately, it will come down to the starters and the star players in this one. We'll see how it goes. It should be a good one tonight, Tim. We appreciate you coming on, and have a great call tonight.
I appreciate that. And then you didn't ask me any questions about whether the double blue are going to repeat next year. You know, I want to know.
We will have you on another time.
Is Sac State quarterback Ricky Ray going to come back? I need to know this.
We will have you on another time. We'll get our Argos chat in there. I promise you, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, man.
There's Tim Roy, the radio voice of the Golden State Warriors.